Hi, it's Marika here from Skin Essentials, and in today's podcast I wanted to talk to you about facial reflexology. If you are not familiar with reflexology, it is a complementary therapy that most commonly you'd probably be aware of it being worked on the feet, and indeed foot reflexology is the most common type. That's actually something I've been qualified in for over 20 years now. But reflexology, wherever it's worked on the body, is worked on the principle that there are reflex points on the foot or the face or the hand, wherever you're working, that reflect every system and organ and gland in your body. So the idea is that you can influence that point, that part of the body that you are trying to have an effect on, by working on its mirroring reflex point somewhere else on the body. So foot reflexology is something that I actually loved. It was my favorite treatment to do years ago when I used to do, you know, body treatments as well as complementary treatments and skin treatments. And when I decided that I wanted to really specialize and niche into skincare only, probably reflexology was the treatment that I missed, that I regretted not doing anymore. But I had made a decision that skincare was where I wanted to specialize, and that was that. So sometime later, I suppose all of that happened about 12 years ago when I decided to specialize. And after a while, I became aware that there was a branch of reflexology gaining popularity called facial reflexology, and that now you could do the treatment but on the face. And I thought that was really, really interesting. So I did look into doing that, looked into the qualification, the schools. Now, of course, we were not pre-internet at the time, but a lot of this type of thing being done on the internet. So there was nowhere at that time in Ireland that was training facial reflexology. And I just didn't have the time or indeed the money to go away for the length of time that it would take to train somewhere else. At the time, the school I was looking at was in Argentina. So that was just completely off the scale, you know, financially and time wise for me to do. But it was something that I was interested in, and I bought books and I read about it, and it was always in the back of my mind. And then that school eventually was, I'm not going to say moved to Europe, but the headquarters moved to Europe. They still indeed have their schools other places. So started to coming a little bit closer, and I definitely started getting more interested. But again, the length of time that it would take to train in the facial reflexology was just not possible for me to leave the salon. So then came the internet, and online courses started to happen, and that of course brought it closer again. But it was still a full-time course for, you know, kind of depending on how much time you had to give it. If you were actually doing it full-time, I figured it was going to take about 3 months, literally doing it 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And then there's live classes that you would do as well on top of that. So lockdown came along, and I thought, here is finally my opportunity to do this course, to really give it. It's such an intensive course. It is absolutely the most intensive training that I have undergone, I would say, since my original training 30 years ago. And I'm always learning, I'm always adding new skill sets, new theory, because things change and new things come on the market. So I am constantly studying, but this was a huge undertaking, and I was so delighted to finally get the opportunity to do it. The courses were now fully online, and I had the time. So long story short, I started towards the end of last year, and I am delighted that I have now achieved my diploma in facial reflex therapy. It's funny, actually, I studied last year Japanese facelift with the same school. And that is very much in my wheelhouse. I do love the holistic therapies, but this was very, very focused on anti-wrinkle, anti-aging, you know, the appearance of the facial skin. And it was while doing that course, which I loved, and I love doing Japanese facelift. I hope lots of you have been in already. And if you haven't, do come in and try it. It's a fabulous treatment. But while doing that, there are some elements of facial reflexology in that treatment. And like I said, reflexology wasn't new to me because I did study facial reflexology years ago, or foot reflexology rather, years ago. But I was so interested in the facial reflexology aspects in the Japanese facelift that I actually decided to go ahead and study the full facial reflexology course to enhance my skills at Japanese facelift and my holistic facials in general. When we talk about reflexology, it is generally seen as a health. It's more in the health than the beauty space. So it's a complementary therapy that is intended to help manage health conditions or indeed help maintain good health. But skin, of course, being an organ and part of your whole system, everything about us is interconnected, that a healthy body, a healthy system, of course, is going to reflect in a healthy and vibrant and youthful skin. So although reflexology is primarily seen as a health complementary treatment, I was really interested in bringing it into the skincare side of things. So while my qualification does indeed qualify me to use the reflexology as a complementary health treatment, and maybe I will at some point, but right now my big interest is in bringing it into the skincare and incorporating it into the holistic facials, using it as a standalone treatment that is not part of a facial, but using it in its full capacity as an anti-stress treatment. And I am very interested in how I can use it as well to support women's health. So I'm talking about things like issues with menstruation, with period pain, and certainly with menopause symptoms, to try to help with that, working alongside, you know, your HRT or your pain management or whatever you normally do for these issues. Women's health is something obviously I'm very interested in. I'm a woman, and I would like to now begin incorporating this into what I offer. So facial reflexology, you will see it now as a standalone booking on our booking system for the salon. You can book that with myself. Or if you book one of our holistic facials or Japanese facelifts, I will be bringing elements of the facial reflexology into those, particularly into the holistic facials. So now, instead of just looking at the skin and treating, you know, skin issues, it will be a much fuller treatment where we can look at boosting the body systems where it's having an influence on the skin. So very, very often that is either hormones or that is digestion. So we can bring the whole lot in and start dealing with these issues from their source, as well as dealing with the symptoms and the signs and what we see on the face in the end. So that will be the holistic facial. If you book a holistic facial, you will already be getting some facial reflexology incorporated in there. And if it's something that you want to book for a full standalone reflexology treatment that is more based around supporting a health issue, as I say, especially the women's health, but there are other options, then facial reflexology is the one to book. It is actually a lovely treatment to have. So whether you're having it as part of a holistic facial or as a standalone complementary health treatment, it's actually very, very enjoyable to have, and will always, no matter how we use it, will always work as an anti-stress, because it works to clear blockages in the body. It works to support every system in our body. And it's very pleasant. So one of those ones that you could kind of snooze through and really enjoy. So I am delighted to have gained this diploma. It's something that I have wanted for years. And as I said, everything just came together that gave me the time and the opportunity and the means, now that everything pretty much has gone fully online, to go ahead and get this qualification and bring the benefits into my current treatments and a range of new treatments. So if you have any questions about facial reflexology, I would be delighted to talk to you, delighted to answer them. And as always, you can contact us through email on info@skinessentialsbymariga.com, or you will get us through reception on 086 382 3608. And I really look forward to seeing you and helping you deal with skin and other issues with facial reflex therapy. Thanks for listening.